This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right now, let's talk NFL with Greg Allman, Fox Sports NFL reporter, guys. Covers the entire league. At one point, he was just covering the NFC South, so he knows all about our Falcons. And I want to start there, Greg. Thanks for joining us. Listen, the South still feels like it's the Falcons to win and that they're going to win it. But what you've seen as of late, the last 2 weeks specifically heading into the bye week, it gives you a reason for pause, doesn't it? What concerns you the most about the Falcons?
Yeah, I mean, just losing as convincingly as they did to the Broncos. Broncos are a good team, good defense for sure. But to lose as emphatically as they did, not the way you want to go into a bye. It is still theirs to win. I think the Chargers, coming out of the bye might be tougher than the Broncos. So what they've done is they've kind of given, it's probably just the Bucs that they're dealing with, but they've probably given the Bucs a little bit of hope. The Bucs have to change the way they're playing. They've lost four in a row. They're playing some of the worst defense in the NFL. But they do have, an easy seven games to finish the year. So it's kind of kept the door open. But Atlanta can take care of things just by winning the games they're supposed to win.
Greg, we've maybe been too high. We're too close to it. We get too high when we throw for 500 yards. We've shown the ability to run for almost 300. We thought we had a really good balance. But it just seems like with our defensive limitations, if this offense isn't scoring 4+ touchdowns, we're just not going to win down the stretch.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. I mean, it's one of those where, they've had games where one half is clicking and not the other. You think about the Broncos game. I think you can put an asterisk on the defense there just because there's the colossal amount of people just out and not playing, and eventually that's going to catch up to you. But I don't think too many of them are long-term injuries where you get a week of rest. A lot like the Bucs, you'll come out of the bye a healthier team, better for it. They've got probably three tough opponents left out of the remaining schedule, and if they you go even 3-3, I think they're in pretty good shape there. You don't want to leave the door open. They got that tiebreak over the Bucs, so even though they're up one game in the standings, they're really up two.
Right.
But again, if the Bucs the Bucs' next three are Giants, Panthers, and Raiders. We're all teams that have benched their quarterbacks that are struggling to a bad record. So they've got three easy ones coming up. So if they take care of things, it puts a little bit more pressure on Atlanta, where they're in their rearview mirror at least. If they can play like they have against the Bucs, against other teams, it won't be an issue.
Bye week came at a good time, I think. Greg, let's talk about some other things going on around the league. I am looking at Daniel Jones deliver a statement today, basically saying goodbye. I appreciate the Giants and the organization. He's not crying, but he is issuing a statement. He knows his career is over there. So where are they going? Obviously, this was the injury deal where they don't want him to get injured, so they don't have to pay him. But where are the Giants going now that they have benched Daniel Jones?
Yeah, I mean, right now it's Tommy DeVito. it's one of those where had a couple weeks as a starter last year, won a couple games. I don't know that he's going to change the trajectory of their season, but, he tried and get a spark. I feel bad for Drew Locke. I think Drew Locke went there thinking he'd get a chance if things didn't work out with Daniel Jones, but he's kind of also the odd man out there.
It's funny, the Jets fire their general manager, which is basically just, to make some headlines, and Woody Johnson's a putz, and you're not accomplishing anything other than embarrassing a guy. But what's up with Shane? Should Mara and the Giants reset at head coach and GM there?
Yeah, I don't know if Shane will get hit. I mean, I worry about Brian Daboll if things don't turn around. I think this, if anything, going with DeVito seems a little bit like I'm not sure how many losses I can take. Mm. So I think if I don't know that he's a guy that's at a risk of being fired in season, but if they're, you know, they finished last in their division. I think they had expectations of being a little bit better. I think, you know, you look at, I think the Daniel Jones contract kind of put them in a bad place where they could have, you know, you look what Bo Nix has done in Denver. They certainly could have taken Bo Nix at six. Malik Nabers is a great receiver, but they still need a quarterback. So they're, you know, I guess a franchise that has a lot of things to address. Sometimes you just want to reset with quarterback, but there are a lot of franchises now that you bring in a new quarterback. You want to have a new coach that's kind of brought in specifically for him, and everything's in lockstep that way. I don't know whether that would carry over to the GM or not.
By the way, just on the heels of that, so who's going to get the Chicago job once Eberflus presumably gets got?
Yeah, I mean, that should be, honestly, I mean, I know Chicago's disappointed, but I mean, that should be one of the more coveted jobs if it comes open. You know, I think they're in a tough division, but I think to have the talent, you have a young quarterback you can build around, and Caleb Williams, obviously some offensive talent between Moore and Odunze and some of the other people they have there. You know, it seems like one of the more of the jobs that are likely to come open seems like one of the ones that's probably the closest to being at least a playoff team. So no, I'm curious to see who they get. I would think they'll be one of the top of the tier. You know, if there's seven or eight openings, it should be one of the best two or three there in Chicago.
Look, I think Doug Peterson is also gone, but how much blame do you put on this quarterback? Because they paid Trevor Lawrence. This hits home for a lot of Georgia folks because he's from here, and we watched him, and then he went to college at Clemson. But he's not lived up to it. And so as Peterson is on the hot seat, I put as much blame on the quarterback. What about you?
Yeah, they're in that tricky limbo where there's no middle class for NFL quarterbacks. So it's kind of like if you have a guy – I mean, Trevor Lawrence at least has taken his team to the playoffs and won a playoff game. That's a lot more than some of these $45 million quarterbacks can boast. You know, Daniel Jones is one of them.
Sure.
So, no, I think you get to this awkward limbo with a quarterback where you have to pay to keep them because you know how hard it is to find one. You put a number one overall pick into a quarterback, you want to keep them. But, no, like you said, it's not like he's responded to that contract with – amazing football. There's a lot else that's wrong with the Jaguars, but no, I think Peterson's out there. I am surprised as thoroughly as they got beaten by Detroit. I'm surprised. I think the fact that they didn't make a move Monday suggests they're going to ride it out till the end of the season with him at least.
Greg Allman is with us, guys, NFL insider for Fox, knows the division, knows the NFC as well. But real quick, just to double down on the Jags, we've seen articles saying that Shad Khan wants Belichick, and then some people say it's time finally for Jerry Jones to break the glass and bring Belichick. Where do you think Belichick, first off, do you think Belichick's coaching? If so, where next year?
Yeah, you know, I don't know how coveted Bill Belichick will be. I mean, he was available this past cycle, and Atlanta's the only team that talked to him. So I do think he's a guy that could have a job. We just did an exercise where we laid out 10 candidates and where they might land. And I put him in Vegas, honestly. I think Vegas, if they move on from Antonio Pierce, will want to make a splash hire. He's got Brady there as a minority owner. That wouldn't surprise me. He's got histories with half the teams are going to have openings. If Cleveland fires somebody, if the Giants fire somebody, the places he's coached in the past, if he wants a reunion, I mean, it's going to take more than one season for him to get this wins record and catch up and get the most wins by a coach all time. So he's got to go somewhere where he can try and get that done, you know, in 2 years and not four, or it's going to be kind of a painful last act for him wherever he goes.
Greg, what do you think of the Chargers? They play the Ravens on Monday night, but then we get them out of the bye.
Yeah.
I want to know what you think about the job Harbaugh's done and how good you think they are.
Really impressed. Jesse Minter, as a defensive coordinator, as a first-year NFL coordinator, as a number one defense in the NFL, is doing it with some late-round rookies in key positions. I like what they've added.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
And the run game, you know, I think Herbert, everyone worried with losing Keenan Allen, losing Mike Williams, and I think he's played really well and played at a high level. You know, McConkey's done well. Johnston's done well. This is a team that, you know, the AFC West, because you're in the shadow of the Chiefs, it's easy to get overlooked. But with them at 7-3, we were asking kind of which of the Harbaugh-led teams is the bigger threat in the playoffs right now. If Atlanta can go and win against this Chargers team, it will really solidify things for them. I don't think there's any shame in losing the way they're playing right now. The Chargers are, especially defensively. This is just, I mean, you think about if you're scoring 6 points against the Broncos, the Chargers are a much tougher defense. And even, I mean, you get a bye week, you get an extra week to prepare and get right. But that's a tough team. I mean, that's probably one of the toughest teams they have left on their schedule. Saw the Vikings, I think still the Commanders maybe. But no, it's a tough team and looks very much like a playoff team and a dangerous wild card coming out of the AFC West.
It is a Greg Allman, guys, covering the NFL for Fox Sports here on Dukes and Bell. Yeah, I was just going to ask you about, you know, we even if we screw things up 7 ways to Sunday, 9 wins, we still probably win the division. And it could be the Commanders and it could be the Vikings, who we're both going to see. Do you buy the Vikings with Sam Darnold to make noise in the postseason?
I don't know about that. That's a good question in terms of how sustained their success can be. Because, I mean, Darnold came out of the gates and maybe the first month of the season looked like an absolute steal. And it's been a little more uneven since then, I guess. I think Brian Flores has done a great job with that defense there. I think of them as still a dangerous. I mean, the NFC is a little bit more, you don't have a – you look at the AFC, and it seems like there's such a top tier right now with Kansas City, with Buffalo. You know, I think the NFC side of things, Philly has come on for sure and has played well. Detroit's probably the team to beat. But Minnesota would be in that second tier. I mean, a team that should be – they're going to have Detroit stumble for them to be a division champ. So they're probably just a really good fifth seed. You know, I think they'll probably be favored on the road wherever they go against the worst division champ in the NFC. And then by then they're in the division round and it'll be a kind of a toss up from there. I think they're still a dangerous team. I don't know if they're like a conference championship team, but I think they're a get to the second weekend and scare somebody their team.
We always appreciate you jumping on with us and the insight, and you guys can follow him. He's covering the entire NFL now. Of course, he did for many years just cover the NFC South. Fox Sports NFL reporter, Greg Allman. Thanks so much, Greg.
Oh, you guys take care. Have a good one.